After our year of pandemic, I want us to question how during the coming months and years we are going to use our efforts and our energy and our faith to change the world that we find ourselves in. Tonight we celebrate the Passover, and normally we would be down in the gathering place. We would be having matzo ball soup and lamb and all of the other, but for obvious reasons, we simply can't do that this year. And Mary Louise and I were really sorry that we didn't get to prepare that. We didn't have that last year, and we won't have it this year. But as they say at the end of each Passover, next year in Jerusalem, we say next year in the gathering. The Passover foods are special. The Seder is from a Hebrew word that means order, and it has to do with the order of the blessings during the Passover meal. They were done so that it would tell the whole story of the children of Israel being rescued from Egypt. And so that's where the word Seder comes from. The traditional foods are a roasted shank bone. It's a reminder of the Paschal lamb. And the Paschal is another word. It has to do with Easter. A roasted egg, symbolic of the festival sacrifice offered up in the temple. Bitter herbs, usually horseradish. Salt water that reminds them of the tears that they shed in the desert. Haroset, and that's my favorite food, a mixture of wine and apples and cinnamon and nuts. It's a wonderful, wonderful, and it represents the mortar that was used by the Israelites as slaves. Parsley, a symbol of new life. Unleavened bread. You remember that story where they did not have time to let the bread rise as they were escaping from Egypt. Wine, recalling the promise of redemption, and the cup of Elijah, symbolizing hospitality. So let's begin those blessings. Blessed art thou, eternal God, ruler of the universe, who chose us from all the peoples and nations by making us holy with your commandments. With love, you gave us the festivals for happiness and holidays and seasons for rejoicing, such as this day of the festival of the unleavened bread. The season of our freedom, which is a holy assembly as we remember the Exodus from Egypt. Blessed art thou, who has given us life and health and brought us to this happy occasion. My father was a wandering Aramean, and with just a few people, he went down to Egypt and sojourned there. And there he became a mighty nation, mighty and numerous. The Egyptians dealt harshly with us, and they imposed hard labor upon us. We cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard our plea and saw our affliction, our misery, and our oppression. Then the Lord took us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with awesome signs and wonders. When Pharaoh heard the Jews had fled, he had a change of heart and said, "What have we done? We let them go. We will have them back." And so the Egyptians gave chase and overtook them by the sea. Then the Israelites went into the sea on dry ground, the waters forming a wall for them on either side. The Egyptians followed, all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen. But the waters turned back and covered the Egyptian, so that of Pharaoh's entire army, not a single one remained. Then Miriam, the prophet, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels, and they danced. And Miriam sang for them, "Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider he has hurled into the sea. Indeed, many are the acts of kindness that God has performed for us. Had he freed us from Egypt without judging the Egyptians, Had he judged the Egyptians and not vanquished their gods? Had he parted the sea and not led us across? Had he led us across without care in the desert? Had he cared in the desert and not fed us with manna? Had he fed us with manna and not given Sabbath? Had he given us Sabbath, omitting Mount Sinai? Had he brought us to Sinai, omitting the law? Had he given us the law without leading us into the promised land? It would have been enough. Each year, we open the door for Elijah to enter. Each year, we fill this cup for Elijah to drink. Each year, we do so hoping that this year he will come, bringing with him the kingdom of God. Behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. O, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. O, give thanks to the God of gods. O, give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who smote the firstborn of Egypt, and brought Israel out from among them, with a strong hand, an outstretched arm. To him who divided the Red Sea, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. To him who led his people through the wilderness, to him who smote great kings, and gave their land as a heritage to Israel. It is he who remembered us in our low estate and rescued us from our foes. He who gives food to all flesh. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Join me in the call to worship. Let us hold fast to the faith we confess, for we have a great high priest who has gone into the very presence of God, Jesus, Son of God. Our high priest is not one who cannot feel sympathy with our weaknesses. On the contrary, we have a high priest who was tempted in every way that we are, but did not sin. Let us be brave then, and come forward to God's throne, where there is grace. There we will receive mercy and find grace to help us just when we need it. Food to the tables and the rest of the workers who are essential to us. And we pray that this time of pandemic will end soon.
May the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Gracious God, we come before you this evening awed by the miracle that you have wrought among us, the very miracle of life, the gift of life, the miracle of the gift of your Son. Bless us as we seek to understand more fully our place within our world, and give us the grace and the strength and the wisdom to love others as we have been loved. O God, as we look forward to Easter on this holy eve and this time of great sorrow and yet a time of expectation, allow us a glimpse of your will for our lives. Lord, we pray these in the prayers of our deepest heart, in the name of Christ Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
When we begin our communion meditations with the words, on the night that he was betrayed, that is this night that we're talking about. He took the Passover meal with those whom he loved so dearly. After the meal, he took the cup once again. This was the cup that Jesus and his followers had just recently finished using to celebrate the ancient Passover meal. But he took that cup once again, Elijah's cup of community and welcome. After blessing it, he passed it among them, telling them to drink all of it, all of you. This was the cup of a new covenant that would be sealed with his sacrifice. We come after those first followers on this holy evening, celebrating his words, "This do in remembrance of me." O Lord, bless this holy meal to our bodies and our lives, to your service for Christ's sake. Amen.
two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews."
One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly, I will tell you today, you will be with me in paradise."
Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And about 3:00, Jesus cried in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once, one of them ran and got a sponge, filling it with sour wine, putting it on a stick and giving it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see if Elijah will come and save him."
After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, "In order to fulfill the scriptures, I'm thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of a hyssop tree and held it to his mouth.
Luke 23, verse 44-47. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Then the centurion saw what had taken place. He praised God and said, "Certainly, this man was innocent." Word of the Lord.
When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head and gave up his spirit.